Welcome to this series, Parsha for Beginners. In this particular series, we'll focus on some of the simple yet profound themes or concepts we find in the Parshios in an effort to give learners of all backgrounds an appreciation for our beautiful Torah. This week, we have the great privilege to read two Parshios, the Parshios of Bahar and Bichul Kosai. Bahar begins with a fascinating discussion about the laws of Shemitah. In laws of Shemitah, the Torah states that for 6 years, the farmer is permitted to work his land. But on year number seven, Shabbos, he has to let the land lay fallow. He has to leave the land alone. He is not permitted to farm, not permitted to cultivate. And there are even restrictions about his ability to bring in his produce. Everything in the field is considered hefker. The word hefker meaning ownerless. Why would Hashem give us such a mitzvah? Especially in agricultural society, everything is based upon farming. Your parnasa, your food source, your livelihood, your family, everything is dependent on farming. And yet once every 7 years, God tells me that I have to leave the land alone and not farm it. What is Hashem trying to teach us? And the rabbis explain so beautifully that the farmer is someone who must work very hard. And the farmer ultimately realizes that the success of his crop is dependent on so many things. Yes, he has to wake up early, work long hours, till the soil, saddle up the oxen to the plow and do all the different things. But he also requires sunlight, which he can't control. He requires rain, which he can't control. But nevertheless, when those beautiful crops come forth, it is easy for the farmer to think, Kochi va'otsem yodi asa liyasachayel hazeh. My strength, my hands created this incredible bounty, created these incredible crops. A farmer could, God forbid, begin to think that it is he and only he who created these dramatic results. And therefore Hashem says, farmer, I appreciate your work and I appreciate all the incredible effort you put in. But once every 7 years, what I'm going to ask you is to sit back and leave your land alone. And Hashem makes the most incredible promise. Hashem says that if you leave the land alone for year number seven, in year six, I'll give you enough crops, enough food for year six, for year seven, and for year eight until you could once again work the soil. The Shemitah was the farmer's opportunity to remind himself, to remind his family, to remind his community that it is Hashem who is in control of everything. And even though Hashem tells us that we are obligated to put in our effort, I can't just sit back, take it easy, not do any work and expect God to do everything. I have to do my part. I have to put in my effort. But at the end of the day, my efforts are only successful if Hashem is my partner. That's the message of Shemitah. Success in life requires our effort, but more importantly, requires Hashem's assistance every step of the way. You know, most of us probably aren't farmers, and most of us maybe beyond the little vegetable patch in our backyard aren't relying on our crops or on our tomatoes and our cucumbers for our sustenance. Maybe rely on them to make a little salad or a little something here and there. But the message is nevertheless equally as important for us. As we go through our lives, whether we're adults working in the workplace, whether we're kids, whether we're students in school, success requires us to roll up our sleeves and to work hard. But we must always recognize that our success will never come from our efforts alone. Our success only comes about if we bring Hashem into our life, if we bring Hashem into our day, if we bring Hashem into our livelihood, into our homework, into our tests, and into our parnasa, it is only if we make Hashem wishing everyone a beautiful and wonderful Shabbos.